This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ
community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I've always felt that, you know, it doesn't matter who you fall in love with.
Basic human rights should apply to all people, including gay people.
Hi, I'm Emma Caulfield.
And I'm Amber Benson.
And you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Alicia, this is Frank.
Alicia, hi. You made it.
This is my baby cousin from California.
Is this your first time in South America?
It's my first time outside of the U.S.
Oh. How long have you been in Chile?
Longer than I expected.
From 1 to 10, how much do you like him?
I don't know. We just met.
How much do you like her?
10, 11.
Yeah, true.
There's no reception here.
Do you need a license to go hunting here or something?
Brink, please don't shoot.
Take a look at this video.
Your eyes are tired. Your mind is resting.
Alicia, are you hypnotized?
Yes.
Yes! Put your face in the fire!
I'm trapped here.
What?
I just want to get out of this place. These people are sadists! Alicia!
Here on Joy 94.9, this is Sonia with your second breakfast. We have Sebastian Asilva in the studio, the film director. He's come all the way just to come to Joy to speak to us.
It's been a long journey, all the way from Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Yes, great. I was telling you, I'm like jet black and feeling weird, but it's kind of like a new high. I'm enjoying it.
Festival lag, maybe. It's
right.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, look, the film is Nasty Baby. That's, well, one of them. There's a retrospective happening of your films for the Melbourne International Film Festival. In case people don't know about it yet, what have you been doing? You need to get on board and get online and go and see it. Tell us what Nasty Baby's about without giving it away.
Right. I mean, it's about like the obsession of like people to reproduce. You know, like it's about a gay couple trying to have a baby with their straight friend. Yeah. Right. And it's I'm 36 years old, so a lot of my friends are starting to reproduce, gay and straight.
Yeah.
And then you wonder whether you are going to be one of them. So it deals with the subject of parenthood. And then it also deals with gentrification and also deals with a little bit of the art world scene in New York City. But it's mostly about parenthood and the desire to reproduce and how far would you go to sort of achieve that goal. But the movie itself, for me, it's more of a moral experiment. It's not so much about the story, but it's more about a moral experiment in terms of like leaving the audience with morally inconclusive, like that they don't know what the filmmaker or the movie is trying to tell them, morally speaking.
Yes. I've watched it 3 times now, and my moral compass was going all over the place. It was haywire.
Success
has been achieved. Yes, it is confronting. There's things in there to do with class and race and obviously straight culture and relationships and friendships and all those things.
Right. We're going to give it away, right?
No, we're not going to give any more away.
We cannot spoil it?
I don't think so.
Okay,
what do you think?
Sure. I don't care, but I mean, because there's something interesting in terms of like gay culture that I think that it's hard to talk about if you don't give away that part. Wow. But yeah, I don't know what to do. Let's not give it away.
Let's not give it away because we want people to go and see it. But we can certainly spoil the other films which are playing because it's great for you to be alive and have a retrospective. That's just brilliant.
Yeah, it is great to be alive alone. Yeah, that's good. That's good to be alive. I'm very honored. I mean, like, I've been working really hard. I've made 6 features, but I don't think I hadn't even realized that that was enough to, like, show them all together. Right, special. Yes.
Being special. Well, you are. And Kristen Wiig thinks so. She's in Nasty Baby.
Right.
She doesn't just turn up to any film. I know, right?
Is Kristen known in Australia?
Yes, she's known, yeah.
Yeah, and I live in the States. She's very well known there, but in Chile, like where I'm from, like nobody knows about her.
Really?
Yeah. I feel that she's very well known in America, but in Australia, you're saying that she
is fairly known. Yeah.
I mean, she's the sweetest, most funny person I've met in the last 2 years. No, she's really incredible. She was brought to me my friend Alia, who's also in the movie. She plays Wendy. You remember my assistant?
Yeah.
So she's close friends with Kristen Antunde, the guy that plays my boyfriend in the film.
He's beautiful.
He's so beautiful, right? Yeah, he's a handsome...
Was it fun to work with him?
He was really fun to work with. Yeah. He's a straight guy. He's married to a French woman. So that part of the fun was out of the equation. There was no fun there.
No chemistry.
Exactly. I mean, like, friendship. There was a lot of friendship.
It felt friendly.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, it's, you know, like, we're playing sort of like an old couple. Not an old couple, but, like, a couple that's been together for a while. So, like, the fire is, like, is not as strong. It's smoking. Smolders. Yeah. Oh, you said
smoldering.
Yeah, smoldering. Exactly.
Yeah, but not moldering. he's beautiful. And he's from TV on the Radio, of course.
So right.
He's got his music thing happening. The music in it is wonderful as well. And congratulations for that film. It's already, won an award, isn't it? Teddy Award for Best Queer Film at the Berlin Film Festival.
Who knew, you know, because like the producers, you know, like because like when you talk about a gay movie, like what is really a gay film? It's the same when you say like a black film. What is a black film? What is a gay film? I'm personally kind of against that sort of classification of films just because if you really tell me like, oh yeah, go check this gay movie. I immediately think of people with no shirts on. You know, that's what I think. Like,
I know
what I'm saying. So I was doing an effort to sort of like keep it away from the gay niche, so people wouldn't call it a gay movie. And then we got the Teddy Award.
Yeah,
and that's like the biggest gay award you can get in film festivals. So. That didn't work out.
Oh, wow. I
kept my shirt on, but not for the actual thanks speech that I had to send because I had left Berlin and I found out in the plane that I needed to send some kind of video, and I went into the plane bathroom and I took my shirt off and make a video in front of the mirror. Just so like some gayness to it.
It's got to add some fun gay.
Exactly.
Not
some
sad
sexy gay. Yeah, exactly.
Sexy gay, that's what people want. Yes. Well, it's pretty amazing. And off air we were looking up, I told you about this film called Lyle, a little movie with Gabby Hoffman, who's your neighbor, I believe.
Yeah, and it was shot in Brooklyn. It seems that it was shot in the same neighborhood that I shot Nasty Baby.
It didn't
And it's
enough.
About a gay couple having their second baby.
Yeah.
There's a ghost involved. I'm so intrigued. It's the first thing I'm going to go watch at my hotel.
Yeah, it's only 65 minutes long, as you were saying. It's perfect time to watch it. And it's by Stuart Thorndike, and she's also a gay director.
Mm-hmm. So probably based in Brooklyn.
You probably have walked
meet
past
all of these
each
people,
other.
Yes. Where are these people?
You've done your groceries and you didn't know. There she was. Yeah, so look, Gabby Hoffman, of course, is in one of your films, Crystal Fairy and the Magical Cactus, which is playing this Friday, actually, tomorrow night at 9 p.m., and has already played earlier in the week on Wednesday night, it did, here at the Melbourne International Film Festival. Tell us about that one, because that's a crazy one.
Alicia, this is Frank.
Alicia, Hi. You made it.
This is my baby cousin from California.
Is this your first time in South America?
It's my first time outside of the U.S.
Oh.
How long have you been in Chile?
Longer than I expected.
From 1 to 10, how much do you like him?
I don't know. We just met.
How much do you like her?
10, 11.
Yeah, true.
True.
There's no reception here.
Do you need a license to go hunting here or something?
Brink. Brink, please don't shoot.
Take a look at this video.
Your eyes are tired. Your mind is resting.
Alicia, are you hypnotized?
Yes.
Yes! Put your face in the fire!
I'm trapped here.
What?
I just want to get out of this place. These people are sadists! Alicia!
It's called, the original title is Crystal Fairy and the Magical Cactus and 2012.
Oh.
So it was around, you remember when they promised the end of the world?
They usually.
I know, but we were so excited. I was very excited for the end, and then it didn't come. But it was around that time, and we were shot in the desert down in Chile, and it's about this group of friends. It's like my three brothers and Michael Cera, you know, this actor from Canada. Yeah. So they all have this trip planned to go to the north of Chile and take mescaline by cooking this cactus that is called San Pedro, that also contains mescaline like peyote. So they're planning this trip to go to the north to do this, and then Michael's characters meets Gabby Hoffman's character, that it's a tree hugger from San Francisco that goes by the name of Crystal Fairy, which is actually a woman that I met 14 years ago in Chile when I was going to go take mescaline to the desert, and I brought her along with us, me and my best friend and this woman from San Francisco. And
we don't condone that sort of behavior, of course.
Yes. It's like, it's kind of based on a true story. So it's a movie about compassion. The first time that you understand compassion and that you feel compassionate about somebody and you feel somebody else's pain, it's kind of about that ultimately, and about friendship and judgment. How do you judge people, and then how you learn not to judge people, or like how your judgments were clouding your views. It's a very sweet movie. We shot it only in 12 days. It was non-scripted. Most of it was improvised. And Michael Cera and Gabby Hoffman are really incredible in it. I really...
He's appeared in your other, Magic as well. He's become a bit of a regular.
Michael, he was like a really big fan of my movie called The Maid, which is the second movie I made. And then he reached out and we became close friends very quickly, and when I was writing Magic, he asked me if he could be part of it, and I wrote a role for him, and then that movie was going to be shot in the south of Chile, and he needed to learn some Spanish, so Michael flew down to Chile and stayed with my family for 4 months learning Spanish, Chilean Spanish.
Did he pay rent? Did he?
He didn't. He didn't. He's still owns us.
He still owes us, you guys.
So that's how that movie came about, because we were waiting for the money for Magic, and it took a while, and while we were waiting, we decided to shoot Crystal Fairy and the Magical Cactus. As I told you, it was like sort of like an improvised movie. Like, we shot it in like 2 weeks, and we flew Gabby from Brooklyn, and we shot it with an outline. Yeah. It's a really fun movie. It's one of my favorites.
She's fabulous, and
she's the best.
Becoming very sought after.
Thank God, because she was hiding, right? Like, she had been a child star, and then what she told me, that she became like highly disappointed by the industry and the world of film and TV, and she's like, fuck this, and she left. And then she's back.
She's back. Yeah. So you got to see Lyle.
I really want to see Lyle. Yeah, more than anything.
It's a perfect go with Nasty Baby.
I know, that's what you were saying. Show them together.
But that's what I do. I do that sort of stuff. Watch too many films. Magic was amazing.
You watch Magic too?
Yeah, Juno Temple.
Juno is so good, yeah. That could have gone really wrong, because somebody playing a schizophrenic girl, I mean, like, right? She did a really great job. She's very young, and like, she went to very dark places while shooting the movie just to achieve that sort of madness and unsettledness. It was scary. I was very like, Juno, unsettling. You need to like act. Don't Don't become a paranoid schizophrenic.
All of your films have that feeling of there's something more going on. There's the cultural aspect, and you look at indigenous culture in Magic. Even in The Maid, you get the sense that there's two worlds in Chile. There's the world seen and the world unseen, and right. the indigenous world as well. And
true.
I touch on those things.
Yeah. Mm. Specifically in Magic, I guess. But yeah, class is kind of big in The Maid. I feel that a lot of my movies have to do with like women going through sort of mental breakdowns or like coming out of some kind of agony, you know, because like that's the case of Crystal Fairy. Like, you know, like, have you seen Crystal?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Like, see, she.
I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah. She confesses, you know, at the end she makes a confession, and then you see that she's been acting like a fairy for a reason, you know, and like she's been sort of imposing this positiveness and like this sort of fairy world to herself just because she was like not ready to confront her own demons. And it's similar in The Maid, how it takes so long for other women to break into her emotional shell to bring her out of this sort of reclusion, emotional reclusion. And then in a Magic, same thing, you know, like Juno Temple's character, Alicia, finally... Should I give it away?
No. Go and see it, people.
Go watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Next Friday, the 14th.
Oh, okay, cool.
Friday,
yeah,
the 14th.
Yeah, go watch it. Yeah, that one I cannot really give it away. But
it is.
Yeah, I feel that's a common thing, right? A common thing in my movies, like women going through a struggle.
You're
and
a bit like Pedro Almodovar in that respect, aren't
something
you?
Like that. Yeah.
You like his films, or?
I like his films a lot. Oh, yeah, especially the first ones. I mean, like, yeah.
I love Woman on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown.
Oh, man, yeah, that's really
I cried
good. Yeah,
with
of course.
Joy.
Yeah. Atame, you remember Atame?
Yeah.
Oh. Tie Me Up, is that the...
Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down?
Right. That's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Look, beautiful films, and same with you. I just wish you all the best with Nasty Baby.
Thank you so much.
Where does it go next after here? After Melbourne?
Oh, I'm writing some TV stuff, see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then one of them is like about like lonely people trying to find sex or affection or love through websites and applications in New York City. And then I really want to produce, get this movie made that I wrote like 2 years ago. It's called Captain Dad, and it's about a family based on my family that go to the British Virgin Islands for a Christmas holiday, and things go really wrong, and it becomes kind of a family thriller.
Oh, cool.
And yeah.
Wow.
Writing a movie about Michael Jackson, all kinds of
gosh.
Stuff.
You really are way too busy. You'll be having your next retrospective in another 5 years.
Let's hope so.
With another five films, probably. That's right.
Hope so.
And TV. That sounds awesome. Well, look, it's been just fabulous talking to you. I could go on all day. And Sebastian Silva, I just wish you all the best with Nasty
Baby. Thank you so much. And thank you for watching my movies. Like, it really means a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not too creepy for you because.
No, I love that you watch my movies. Yeah. Nasty Baby 3 times. What?
Well, I'm just saying that's actually 8 times, but and it's the Saturday at 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah, and there's always a Q&A after, which is really fun. Like, I'm going to introduce the movie, and then we're going to talk about the movie.
Which one are you
all
talking?
All of the movies I'm talking all right after, yeah.
Fabulous.
So, see you guys there.
All right, let's do it.
Really?
Yeah, let's
like
do it.
Like, right now?
Yeah, right now.
Like, I go get my kit right now?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
are you serious?
Go get it. Come on, before
Oh my gosh, before he changes his mind.
Before he changes every single part of my mind. Gross.
I'm going to get you started. Dude, she's so excited. Are you serious? You want to do it?
Yeah.
Don't fucking get cold.
Did you already start?
It happened. You missed it.
No!
It's just rub yourself against that wet spot.
Okay, babe.
It's all good.
Okay. Listen, this is very serious. You know what this means.
Yes.
Hi, this is Allison Bechtel. I'm a big dyke. And you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Okay, we don't say Scream here. I like it. I like a big dyke.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.